Danya Palanker wanted to find out what kind of short-term health insurance plan she could get. She plugged in her age, 43, and put her location in as Louisville.
And one of what appears to be the better plans was $393 a month, and it only had a $1,000 deductible, which is a lot lower than what I could get if I just went to the marketplace to buy an individual market plan.
But then she started looking at the details of this insurance plan.
They only covered $3,000 towards prescription drugs, but if I ended up needing a really expensive drug that year, I'd end up hitting a max. They exclude certain pre-existing conditions, birth control, pregnancy coverage, and mental health.
And also,
some hospital services aren't covered if you're admitted on a Friday or Saturday for a non-emergency. And you didn't know to read through your insurance to think that that could become problematic. Suddenly, a lot of your hospital services are denied.
Palanker doesn't actually need this insurance. She's an assistant research professor at Georgetown University's Health Policy Institute. But she's describing a situation many Kentuckians could find themselves in later this year if they buy a short-term bridge insurance policy. Right now, these three-month short-term plans are marketed toward people in between jobs or students right out of college. A report by the federal government estimates there were fewer than 200,000 people with these plans last year, but that's expected to increase by more than 600,000 people by 2019. That's because recently the Trump administration changed a regulation, and in 2019, these plans will be allowed to last a little longer, up to a year. When you combine that with President Trump's recent move to do away with the individual mandate, it makes short-term plans more attractive. That's partly because currently short-term plans don't technically count as insurance under federal definitions. So if you have one of these plans, you have to pay a tax penalty. When the individual mandate goes away next year, so will the penalty. Thrown into the mix are people who never qualified for federal financial help to buy a plan on the Obamacare market, who make too much money but find these plans too expensive. Those three factors together, it's a lot of forces pushing people to these short-term plans. Joel Thompson, an insurance broker in Eastern Kentucky, explains.
Well, yeah, they're going to be attractive to people who are not getting the premium assistance. And that's only going to be people that make a lot of money, comparatively speaking. They're more than four times above the poverty level. It will definitely have an impact on the individual market in Kentucky.
Jan Dubauskas is general counsel for the IHC Group, which sells short-term plans in Kentucky. She says even though their plans don't cover prescription drugs in general, they do cover drugs if an enrollee is in the hospital. And the company even actually has a plan that people with a pre-existing condition can get. It's just more pricey and only covers up to a certain amount. Dubauskas notes that right now, many people still choose to pay the individual mandate penalty because it's cheaper than buying a plan on the exchange. Without the mandate, though, these limited plans offer limited but viable insurance.
Short-term medical is much more affordable than Obamacare because of the difference in the benefit. And that's, you know, another thing that makes it attractive for consumers.
But Thompson worries that these plans will be so much more attractive that it will draw people away from the Obamacare marketplace, leaving only the sicker and more expensive policyholders left. That could drive insurers to leave the marketplace or jack up prices even more.
That's the real danger of the short-term plans, is that they will wreck the market from within, and it will fulfill the prediction that President Trump made of the ACA imploding.
It's up to states to decide if these plans can be sold for year-long periods. Spokeswoman Susan West with the Kentucky Department of Insurance said they are reviewing the new federal policy internally. Indiana's Department of Insurance said it is also reviewing the new policy change. I'm Lisa Gillespie in Louisville.